to Howard Pittson, the open grassland cleared from the tip of the Chippewa National Forest is horse country. A mere dot on the Minnesota map, Effie burst from the Northlands along Highway 1, a gas station, the Effie Cafe, a closed tavern, wide-spaced farms. This is the place Howard Pittson has called home for near on 60 years. It's a quiet place. But come the last full weekend in July, it's rodeo time.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the North Star Stampede.
Rancher, stock contractor, author, and rodeo promoter, Pittson is the founder of the North Star Stampede and Rodeo in Effie. 2012 marked its 57th year.
I started the rodeo. I've turned it over to the boys the last couple of years, so I'm just a spectator now, but this is the only private enterprise rodeo on the North American continent that has been put on in the same arena by the same owner for over 50 years. A little bit history before that. When I got out of the Navy in World War II, I just lived in a bedroll, you might say, for 10 years, bounced all over and working at all kinds of jobs. And anyway, I was living in Montana when I come back over here, and I was always kind of looking around for a place to start a ranching operation. And how come I ended up in this country was because they had logging camps going in those days yet. And so I spent a few winters in the woods here, and I seen all this cheap land laying around, and grass was growing and nothing on it, and I thought, boy, this is the place. But we started a ranching operation here, and we've been here ever since. Of course, early on, I had that rodeo bug from out west already, and we put on the stampede here, the first one in 56, and it grew from there. We just kept adding on to it. And you know, at that time, we kind of pioneered rodeo a lot in Minnesota. There was very, very few, and they were all down in southern Minnesota. And up in this country, I would just hazard a guess that probably 90% of that crowd that came to that first rodeo had never seen a horse buck before and stuff like that. And, well, the advice I got from people is, you're crazy. This ain't going to work up in here, but I didn't know any better, so I went ahead and done it anyway. And then even after I put out a couple, they said, well, this ain't going to last, you know, a couple of years, you'll be done. And, well, thank the good Lord, you know, they were wrong.
The last full weekend in July, cars, pickups, trailers hitched to pickups, cowboys hauling a saddle, impact vests, spurs, and rigging stream into the Pittson Ranch. They fill up the campsite and wander through the gates by the chutes and into the permanent arena, which seats a couple thousand spectators. A three-day pass will introduce you to rodeo staple events. Barrels, bulls, roping, steer wrestling, bareback riding. But the classic event is saddle bronc riding. Veterans will tell you it's probably the toughest event to learn. Sean Kraske has been riding bulls, bucks, you name it, for 20 years.
What do you feel like before you're about to get on that bronc?
Nervous.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Nervous about what?
Just my nerves, butterflies in my stomach and everything.
What do you say? Do you say break a leg or is that?
No, that's bad. That's bad.
He's got lots of iron in him.
I do. I got lots of extra parts in me. Plates, pins, screws, rods.
How many bones have you broken?
Oh, Christ, I don't even know.
Years ago, cowboys went to one rodeo a week. They'd come here, you know, a day or two early, camp out, take in the whole rodeo and go back home. Well, we've had cowboys making as many as five rodeos a weekend. You know, they take their stock here, jump in their rig, and burn tar and rubber till they get to the next one and go like that. Those that rodeo hard. We in the rodeo game call it the rodeo bug. It's a virus once it gets in your blood, you know. Careful, you'll get the rodeo bug and you'll never be the same.
This is Britt Ahmet reporting from Effie, Minnesota. For KFAI.
10,000 fresh voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.